morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? This Sunday morning, here we are again. You're building that trust in yourself. You're listening to this podcast just like you said you would every single day because you know it's benefiting you in so many ways. Your thinking, your continual action that you take, the action that you don't take, working towards those things in life that you've identified that you really, really want in life. This is your ritual, your daily discipline to listen to this morning connection podcast just to stimulate thought, if anything else. And you're building trust in other people that even on this Sunday morning, you click the link, you've built it into your day to listen to this morning connection podcast. And there's somebody on this planet who follows through and does what they say. You can trust them to make them a part of your day because they'll come through, right? Me, I'm coming through for you, right? And so you're building new thinking patterns, new beliefs, right? That if you just surround yourself with people who come through and you come through for yourself, you're one step closer to building that higher quality of life that you want with all the options in life that you want. How are you doing this Sunday morning? Boy, I'm up really early this morning. For some reason, I woke up an hour earlier than I normally do, even on my busy work days, right? And so it was one of those things where, you know, where you get up, you're kind of awake, you're ready to go, you look at the clock, you were going to sleep at least a couple hours more, right? But it's like, geez, getting back to sleep and then having to wake up versus just staying up, might as well just stay up, right? So got up at 4 o'clock on this Sunday morning and ready to go. So let's go through our daily disciplines. All right. We press through 7 days a week. We got to think in a way to get us closer to our goals, to use our time effectively and efficiently. And that's what I want to help you do, even when you're listening to this podcast, even if it's a passive way for you to work closer to your goals. So what do we do every podcast? What are the questions that I ask you every single day? One, so what was that thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you, right? With your high standards, how you're so demanding, you know, no matter what we've accomplished, it doesn't matter if you've accomplished so many bigger, better, awesome things in the past and yesterday was just a regular old day in comparison to those major accomplishments in your life, maybe your last week or whatever. There's something if you look for it that you did yesterday that pushed you a little bit past, a little bit further than you wanted to go, but you know, you had to. It stretched yourself in some way, mentally, you know, physically. Maybe it was just, I don't know, one more calorie burned on the bike. You pushed yourself through it. What was that one thing that you did yesterday that you impressed yourself? You built that confidence. Again, that confidence doesn't come from, you know, I don't know, somebody liking your post on Facebook. It doesn't come from someone noticing something about you. Self-confidence comes when you notice it in yourself. You do something that impresses you, right? So what was that thing yesterday? Big, small, whatever in between. And did you notice that while you're doing it? Did you notice that? Well, are you noticing all these things that you're doing that impress even you now that you're getting this pattern of thinking? When that starts happening, you know this mindset is working for you. You're going to build more confidence and more momentum. And it's going to build, it's going to expand. You know, by podcast 182, you're going to be in a whole different place, taking all kinds of action and a whole new way of thinking. All right, and then what was that cool moment? All the great things you've done in the past, you've experienced in the past, all the feelings, the emotions, the things you've witnessed, the places you've traveled, right? Probably a lot of things stacked up over your life if you really think about it. But every single day, there's that one cool moment that makes us happy to be alive, that life is good. Maybe we're, after all, we're on the right path. I don't know. Maybe it's watching a YouTube video that touches your heart. Somebody inspires you. What is it? What was that cool moment for you? And did you notice that cool moment right when it was happening, right? Did you have several cool moments? Did you notice several cool moments yesterday? Man, if you're doing that, this definitely is working, all right? And then what's the thing in life that you really, really want? If you were unstoppable, you could not fail. Do you want to travel somewhere? Do you want to experience something? Do you want to achieve something, right? What is it for you? You know, we're all wired differently. We all want different things. And who knows, maybe by podcast 182, listening to this every single day, maybe whatever it is when I ask this question, what do you really want? Maybe right now it's something, and if you saw my hands, that is this big, right? You keep on doing this every single day, and I ask you that question. No way, man, that's thinking way too small. I got to think bigger. And by Morning Connection Podcast 182, man, now my hand's way up high. I'm on my tippy toes because that thing I'm talking about is so high up there, right? Mental conditioning. That's what we're doing through this Morning Connection Podcast. Thanks you so much for listening to me, all the places to go on the internet, all the places to click, all the people to listen to, all the websites to visit, blogs to read. You're taking the time to listen to me. I really appreciate that. I'm flattered by that. And I take this responsibility, and that's the way I see it, the responsibility of being someone you listen to very seriously, and I will not let you down. You know, by this time, if you've been in the groove here, podcast, Morning Connection podcast number 70, hey, you can tell, right, how seriously I take this, how I come through, right? And like I said, I take this seriously, this that we've built. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. That's my business. That's what I do. That's what I'm crazy passionate about. The great thing about Mass Machine Nutrition is that it stacks, it dovetails my 25 years in bodybuilding and training and coaching and motivating, all the skill sets that I learned. You know, not just how to train in the gym, build muscle, lose body fat, what to eat, you know, those strategies, how to become, you know, better at what you do there. All the things I look back on, all the things that I volunteered for, whether I traveled around the world with a motivational speaker or a peak performance coach, and I learned all the skill set involved with that, or the foundation of it, and I continually try to build upon that, take that to higher and higher levels. Man, maybe right when I was done competing and I did those Toastmaster classes at 7 o'clock in the morning at a open room at a hospital with nurses and doctors and housewives and, you know, mechanics and shop owners, you know, it's all serving me to this point. And it's a perfect complement to my business, Mass Machine Nutrition, because, you know, I don't just sell you the highest quality, most effective sports nutrition products, whether you want to build a lot of muscle, lose a lot of body fat, or you just want to become healthy, right? I understand that the supplements alone aren't going to do that, right? So all the knowledge that I've learned about building a better body, about the mindset of that it takes, and then about coaching and teaching, that's all wrapped up in the package because supplements alone aren't going to do it. So I feel fortunate that I'm able to use all that time and energy and that effort that it took to master those areas and all offer it all to you with Mass Machine Nutrition. Thank you so much for your support. If you don't know about my Mass Machine Nutrition line, maybe you're listening to this for the first time on iTunes, right? Go to skiplacour.com, S-K-I-P-L-A-C-O-U-R. That's me if you're listening to the first time. Go to skiplacour.com. Click the link that says Mass Machine Nutrition. Explain all my products. I've got videos explaining everything that they do for you, and you can click the links and go where, nowhere to order Mass Machine Nutrition. Thank you so much. So today, what I want to talk about is something I posted on Facebook. And I see this a lot in our fitness community a lot. And I've seen it for a lot of years. And Let me just tell you what the common or something like it that I hear a lot is, I do everything for other people and expect nothing in return. Right? That comment or versions of that comment I've seen for all of my 25 years in this health and fitness area. And so I put that on my Facebook page and I just threw it out there. What do you think about this comment? Is this a good way to think or not such a good way to think? And explain your point why, right? And, you know, I have some definite opinions about it that I'm going to share with you. I'm going to share with you my experiences with this mindset, right? Because I think if you look at my Facebook page, and again, if you're not on my Facebook page, that's not how you're listening to this podcast, you can go to facebook.com/SkipLacour page. facebook.com/SkipLacour page, SkipLacour page. And if you're listening to this podcast sometime in the future, it was posted on October 19th, right? So I threw it out there, and there's a whole wide range of thoughts and opinions, right? And I would say the majority of the thoughts and opinions, which doesn't surprise me because it's in this, the people who go to my Facebook page, generally we've made the connection through health and fitness, bodybuilding and training. And I would say there's a certain mindset that's universal to the people who are attracted to bodybuilding and training. That's definitely me, was my case too, is more like, yes, that is the right way to live. No doubt about it. Everybody should live that way, basically. All right. And, you know, like I said, I'm going to tell you my experiences on my fitness journey. But first of all, I want to need to make a few things clear about me, everything that I do in this Morning Connection podcast, my whole philosophy about sharing information out there, right? With this topic and with everything, training, nutrition, I don't care what it is I talk about. If you are happy with your approach to life, like for example, if you live your life like you do things for other people, you expect nothing in return. If you are happy with what your approach to life and it's truly working for you, man, keep on doing what you're doing. Keep on doing what you're doing. I am not the person out there that tells you what to do, tells you the way you should live your life, how to be happy, and gives you directives, because I realize that, you know, people have all kinds of different values and different priorities, and they have different paths to get to their bullseye in life, and that's to be happy. And, you know, how my brain is wired, what I'm reaching for may not be what you're reaching for, and so we don't need to take the same path to hit that bullseye, which is ultimately everybody has the same bullseye. It's to be happy. You know, the path that they take to get towards happiness or where that place actually is different for all of us, right? So, you know, I'm not about telling anybody who's happy with their life that they should do it any differently. I'm also not trying to change anybody's minds, right? If you're happy with what you're doing, if you love the approach, it's working for you, I am not trying to change your mind. That's not what I do. I definitely don't do it in all the free information that I offer, whether it's on the bodybuilding.com message board, whether it's on Facebook or a podcast like this one. You know, the free information that I put out there. I let you know who I am, what I'm all about, if it's helpful. There's a lot of people in this world who do not have solid opinions about the way they approach anything in life. Definitely not in every area of life. Someone can be just a master at relationships and business, creating wealth and opportunity for themselves, maybe their religious beliefs, whatever it is. And then it comes to health and fitness, they don't know much about it. And so, you know, surfing around the internet, finding someone that, you know, they can connect with, you know, they like their style and approach, they like the personality involved. If I can be that person, that's awesome. Right? But my whole goal is not to, you know, change anybody's mind. It's just to state some opinions. If you want to come aboard my train, that's good. Not in this free type of format. Now, there are people who invest in my one-on-one coaching with me, right? Every single week, we talk for a half an hour. People sign up for 3, 6, and 12-month periods of time where I talk every week for a half hour. You know, I really talk to them specifically about what they want, what they really, really want in life, and we figure out the steps and strategies how to get there. And again, that can be with health and fitness, man formation, leadership skills, whatever it is, right? It's focused on them. They pay me, right? They stepped up. They determined, you know, by themselves that this is something that they want to do, right? They pay me for directives. They pay me when they can't figure it out, and they still want to get the results that they want. They pay me to coach, guide them, and give them directives. That's a whole different situation. I have this results university where, you know, if bodybuilding and training is what you want to master, I deliver that and a lot more through 26 hours of video, 8 DVD titles, 33 training videos, a 13-hour step-by-step bodybuilding mastery, step-by-step audio training course with workbooks, 10 hours of the best of phone consultations about all the topics that people continually ask. I explain it in many different ways. So that's 23 hours of audio with workbooks. And then I've thrown in my Man Formation Alpha Male Leadership course that's very popular because, you know, tells you how to go after aggressively, go after what you want in your life. So there's 11 more hours of audio and workbooks there. So it's this Results University, it's comprehensive bodybuilding and training course, you know, and the Man Formation Leadership course. And I do that on every Sunday. I just started this a couple weeks ago. I throw in a more casual podcasted lesson that doesn't repeat the information, just kind of guides you through. We talk about putting things into perspective, right? And people, they invest, you know, in that course. That's what you really want to check out. I mean, if you want to master bodybuilding and training and becoming that total package, both inside and outside of the gym, go to Skip LaCour and check that link for Results University. See everything that's included there. And then be shocked by what little investment you have to get into this Results University that I put together. But see, that's a different situation. These are people who come to me, they pay me for directives. So when I put out stuff out there, just conversation, bro to bro, people who are like-minded, you like it, that's the way you live your life, that's great. If that validates what you're doing, I mean, I don't really do this just like I don't talk about in these podcast things that I try to change people's minds. I also don't do it for validation. Meaning that, oh, how many people can, you know, I get to agree with me, right? If everybody agrees with me, then that somehow validates my position. I don't do that either. I mean, just by the nature of the people who will naturally take the time to listen to me, they must be on the same wavelength. So that's not so much of a big accomplishment when you can get the people who follow you and constantly listen to your podcast to agree with you, to validate you. So I don't do this to change people's minds, and I don't do this to get validation that my way of thinking is the right way of thinking. I just like to throw things out for you to think about. I like to think about all the things that I've done well, but also the things that I haven't done well. And really, you know, my motivation during these, you know, podcasted, broadcasted, general type things is really to offer you a different way to think about the things that I've stumbled upon in life. This is really, if you notice, I don't really talk about all the things I've just been so awesome at this and do it this way. Most of the information that I give out there, put out there for you to think about are things that I've stumbled upon, and I don't want you to stumble on them either in life. And I realized that, you know, that if I thought that way, then many of you, you know, if we've come together, if we are truly like-minded people, we're in this same type of journey, this subsection of this, subsection of this, subsection of this niche of life, I don't know, that's bodybuilding, fitness training, whatever, then we'll probably think the same way. So you'll probably at least want to make the same mistakes that I feel I've made, all right? And I realize that. Everybody's got to go through their journey themselves. But my hope is that when it isn't working for you, you stop doing it sooner rather than later. So, you know, I'm a guy who I want to believe that I work hard and I'm persistent, and you got to get knocked down 7 times, get up 8 times. And that serves me well in life. At the same time, sometimes I kept on trying things that weren't working, but I thought, well, maybe I just didn't do it right. I'm not persistent. I haven't done it long enough. Right? And I keep on doing it until I finally say, look, I've got to be flexible in my approach. This isn't working. Then I do something else, and I go, ah, that's what works, right? So my hope is that, you know, maybe I tried something 8 times, and you're thinking, or you're in the process of doing it 8 times yourself, and you know it's not working, but you're not quite sure. And then you heard me say something on this Morning Connection podcast or one of my blog posts or something that I said, and you're thinking, hey, wait a second, that's the way I am thinking too. I can relate to that. That isn't working for me. And maybe you only try it 3 times before you try something else. Maybe you even try the thing that I suggested that you try, and then it serves you well, right? So that's my purpose of sharing these things for you. And like I said, they're more slanted towards the things that I've stumbled upon in life more than the things the slam dunk victory. So, you know, going back to what we're talking about, again, that I do everything for other people and expect nothing in return, right? Again, so if that's the way it's working for you, keep on doing it. That's your approach. You're happy. Keep on doing it. The other thing is, I've heard there was a few comments that read, hey, that's the way, you know, their God says to live their life, and you'll be rewarded in the afterlife, and that's what their God tells them what to do. Well, you know, what can I say? It's so funny, you people get in these arguments over people and they have their religious beliefs. You know, look, that pretty much ends any conversation or any debate, don't you think, when someone is looking towards the higher power to give them direction, right? What's a mere mortal? And I'm definitely just a mere mortal. How can my opinion stack up against your higher power? I mean, really, if someone interjects religion into the conversation, for me, it's over with, because I can't compete with a person's higher being, whatever their religion might be, right? And then the other thing is, if you live that way by those rules, and because it makes you feel good, right? What can I say to that? I mean, look, our bullseye, no matter how we get there in life, is to be happy. If you do things for other people and expect nothing in return, and it makes you feel happy, yeah, you're getting closer and closer to your bullseye. The only thing I would say to that is, you are expecting something in return. If you're going to be rewarded in the afterlife, you know, think about it. I am paying my dues now. I'm living the way that my God tells me what to do, right? Because I am going to be rewarded in the afterlife, or I'm living by his rules, and that, then you are doing it for a reason, right? I mean, think about that. Or if you're doing it because it makes you feel good, I don't expect anything in return. What I expect is it for my actions to make me feel good, right? So in a way, you are expecting something in return, maybe not from that person, but from your God for your afterlife, right? Or for the feeling that it gives you, right? But you are getting something in return. But I want to talk about that because, you know, I was influenced, I talk about this, that when I was really working hard, trying to figure out my life and getting, you know, some help from motivational speakers way back when I first was introduced to Zig Ziglar, back when I was 21 years old. And he had a saying that says, you can get everything in life if you just help enough other people get what they want. Again, the quote was, you can get everything in life if you just help enough other people get what they want. And so, you know, I'm 21 years old. I took what my understanding of that statement was, and I pretty much built my life around that saying. I probably quoted that to myself, wrote that down, said that to myself, you know, thousands of times, right? And that became the cornerstone, the foundation of my thinking, meaning that, you know, a lot of the things that I did in life, a lot of my other thinking was built on that foundation, right? And you think, hey, Skip, of course, that's awesome. I'm glad you did that. You did the right thing. You know, here's the thing is, my understanding of it, when I look back, was flawed. Not necessarily the saying, and I'll explain that. But let me just tell you, again, this whole me talking about it, I told you I'm not trying to do. What I am trying to do is, if you're doing a lot of great things, you're working hard, and you're not getting the results in life that you really want, things don't seem to be working out, or you're not being efficient with your time. It seems like you're working 10 times harder you get 1/10 of the return, right? And you're feeling frustrated. You don't know what's going on. If you're looking for direction, then, you know, that's what, you know, this message is for. This is what my message for. If you're kind of in that place, you're uncertain, I'm just offering you a way to think about it that helped me in the past, right? So that's what this is for. People who haven't put much thought into different areas of life, right? So my thing was, okay, I can get everything in life if I just help enough other people get what they want. And so I'll talk about that, but also talk about this whole fitness journey. What's, you know, typical in this whole fitness journey. And you have to remember, you only have so much time in the day, right? And hopefully you're getting better and better at identifying exactly what it is you want, right? And those might be lofty goals to figure out this combination in life, this game, this challenge, this jigsaw puzzle. You know, the more ambitious of the things that you want for you, your family, the emotions, experiences, material things, whatever, you know, the more of a challenge it's going to be to figure out that combination lock, that puzzle, that game, right? So you got to be focused. You got to use your time, energy, effort, emotion, all your talents and abilities the most effectively and efficiently and in a focused manner. So the question I would ask you is, giving everything to everybody, you know, that whole attitude, you know, is that helping you get to what you ultimately want, where your family and yourself will depend on it? You know, are you using your time in the most effective and efficient manner? Is it the highest and best use of your time to live your life that way when you have a responsibility for yourself and your family? If not just now, right? Not just now, but in the future. Is that the most effective and efficient way to harness all your energy, to focus your energies, right? So in the fitness business, this happens a lot. You know, most people in this whole fitness business, they're not professionals, meaning that, you know, they really love fitness. They're really good at it. They're doing it for a couple of years, and they're filled with the Holy Spirit, so to speak. They just want to help everybody out. But, you know, that's not their way to earn a living, right? They've got a job, and, you know, and then when they have time or they make the time, they give out all kinds of information to other people, right? So they're not a professional, meaning where, you know, their income depends on it, all right? And so they go through this journey just helping out other people, helping out other people. That was definitely, you know, my situation. And as you can see, I still give out tons of free information all over the internet all the time, right? And what I discovered is that, you know, when I decided how can I work towards becoming a professional, be more effective and efficient, not only just with my time, with their time, you know, because what I realized is that people would, you know, see what I look like, they know a little bit about me, they want some help, or they said they want help with their bodybuilding and training or fitness or how to lose body fat or build muscle, whatever. And so they'd ask me some questions. And I, well, there was one day after doing this for just all the free seminars, anybody who would listen, you know, and if I really think about it, I was really doing that to feel good about myself in addition to helping them out. It made me feel good. It made me feel like, wow, I found this passion. I'm really good at this. I'm developing a level of expertise. And every time I got to execute it in some way, shape, or form, it made me feel good. So regardless of someone gave me money for my information, it did make me feel good. I was doing it because it did make me feel good, right? But what I realized is that everybody wasn't as motivated. They didn't appreciate the information. Some just wanted to listen, right? Some thought it was a cool idea. Some people just wanted to connect with me, meaning that, hey, here's this guy. He's really passionate. I want some of that energy. Let me talk about this. Now, what I soon realized is the vast, vast majority of them didn't want it enough to actually follow through, which is fine. Someone doesn't want to put a high priority in fitness, or they don't want big muscles, and that's fine with me. But what it was doing, it was costing me so much time after a while, right? I figured that the minimum that people would ask me, the minimum amount of time for a conversation was 20 minutes. This is what I figured out a long time ago, right? Then what the challenge happens a lot of times is that, you know, I kind of would read from their body language, their level of dedication. And so I said, okay, now I got to set some, you know, boundaries. I got to set the frame that this 20 minutes is enough, right? That's what I believe through my experience dealing with a lot of people who wanted it and some who didn't want it and everybody in between. So respecting my own time, I would end the conversation. I realized that when I ended the conversation, because that's the frame that I wanted to set, and it didn't agree with them wanting more, then I was a dick. Oh, geez, don't have time for me. It was like that 20 minutes wasn't enough for them, right? So it was kind of like I put myself in a position where for them to be happy, right, to be satisfied, I had to give them as much time as they wanted, not what I had available to them, right? And if anything short was, I might as well not have done it because it's almost like I pissed them off more than they were appreciative, right? And I don't blame anybody for this. I set up these frames. I set up these relationships. And that's what I wanted to get you to think about right now. And it's not just with this bodybuilding and fitness journey. This is just what I'm talking about because most of us, we can kind of relate to that, right? And I've seen this whole journey, this whole cycle so much over these last 25 years. So if you're brand new to this journey, I don't care, man. I just love posting on Facebook about training. People love it and this and that. Well, that's great. F, and I hope it doesn't happen to you, you start going through this pattern that many fitness people before you have gone, then again, sooner rather than later, you might want to think about making some adjustments. Right? So what I've seen, what I've witnessed, not just personally through fitness people, is that they become really good at what they do. They look good. They feel good. They give away a ton of information and they love it. They don't need any money in return. They don't need anything in return, right? It just makes them feel good. It validates that they're doing things right or whatever the feelings they get inside. But then they get to this point where, wow, it's not worth it. You know, the 20 minutes times 50 people a week or whatever, or all the time they spend asking questions, not to mention the people, it makes you feel good. Well, I shouldn't say it made me feel good when I could tell someone who's really focused and really dedicated. Those people are a lot easier to just give tons of time to, right? The challenge comes is through your experience that you know that they're just by the quality of the question, their level of dedication. Right, that they're probably not going to follow through. So the next 20 minutes or half hour, whatever you give them, you know, that could be spent with you listening to this podcast, you reading a book that can take your life to the next level, you just connecting with your family members, you finding a way to use your skills and talents to provide more money or comfort or options for your family. And if you don't have a family right now, all these 20 minutes that you're giving away right now, Because, oh, I'm 22, I don't have a family. Well, you know, you use that sharpening your saw, you taking care of yourself, you becoming more powerful. You know, you are going to get married when you're 25, 28, 32, 35, or whatever. You will have a wife to take care of, a family to take care of. Not to mention 18 years after your first child, you know, that college education, not to mention shoes all the way. So just because you don't have a family now does not mean all that time and energy that you're using could not make your future even better. All right, that's just something to think about. You can't get that time back, right? And that time, 20 minutes at a time that you're giving to other people, is that the highest and best use of your time? And what I've noticed in this fitness business, there comes a times where it's not worth their time anymore when they do it for free. And so what happens is they stop doing it. They don't do it forever, right? And what I've noticed, it's about a couple years. Somebody gets really excited about bodybuilding, fitness training, and helping other people. They really pound away. They really make their passion effort to really give without expecting anything. And that lasts for a couple, 2 years at most, you know. And then they're just not doing it anymore, right? See, here's the thing about it is to everyone out in the world, you know, if you do something for 5 years or 10 years instead of 2 years, you're going to be better at 5 years. Or at 10 years. You know, if you've been really working at this for a couple of years and you're pretty good and you can help a lot of people, definitely help a lot of people who are new in the process. They've been training for 3 weeks or they haven't worked out or maybe they've worked out for a year, right? There's a lot of people you can help like that, right? But the more and more you do this, you'll get even better and better at helping other people. Right? 5 years of experience of answering the same questions, finding better ways to answer, better ways to motivate, to really read between the lines when they ask a question, what they really mean, and then what the next step and the next step and the next step is going to be after that, after they get that one level of understanding, right? And then you can give them a three-step answer, the answer that they want right now, clear that up for them. Give them a little preview of what the way they'll think and what they'll need to do 3 months from now and do the same 6 months from now. You can do that all in, you know, a minute and a half and provide a better value. But you only get that level of knowledge, insight, experience when you do things for 5 years instead of 2 years or 10 years instead of 2 years. But the vast majority of people who are, you know, giving away free information when it comes to this, although it's useful, you know, they don't have that level of experience because they quit. They quit doing it because it's no longer, they've discovered that it's not worth their time anymore. And so they don't keep on doing it to develop that level of mastery, right? I've even seen it in people who are in the magazines that represent supplement companies or what clothing companies or whatever. I can't tell you how many people that you would think are successful, right? They've become one out of a thousand, I don't know, 10,000, and they're in the magazines. And they're going, wow, this isn't even worth all this effort. They feel they just gave, and then they were getting what they thought, and then it wasn't worth it anymore, and then they quit. Those are the people who you might think are successful, right? Because they didn't set up a deal that was going to sustain their journey towards mastery or really, really committing, you know, getting their 10,000 hours, so to speak, towards mastery. They didn't set up the frame of the relationship in a way that's going to last that long, right? And you need to think about those things, you know, now and not later. But I've seen that all the time, you know, in the fitness industry, right? And getting back to that cornerstone of thinking that you can get everything in life if you just help enough other people get what they want. It wasn't that what Zig Ziglar said was wrong. And this is the key to everything I'm saying in this Morning Connection podcast. My understanding of it was wrong. Again, the saying is you can get everything in life if you just help enough other people get what they want. Okay, it doesn't say just give, and don't expect anything. That's the way to live my life. The key is to give other people what they want. And sometimes they don't know what they want. You may think, and this was my assumption, and this wasn't just about with bodybuilding and training. This was in relationships, whether they're business, you know, or intimate relationships. I didn't really have the skill set, the insight, the experience, really the focus to know how important it was to figure out what people really want. I gave them what I thought that they wanted. All right? I gave them what they thought they wanted, or I gave them what they thought that they wanted. And really, if I had more time and experience and understanding of people, they didn't really want that. They wanted other things like connection, talking to me, to feel good, you know? They had a passing interest. Some of them, and you'll see this all the time, they just want to hear you validate what they're already doing, the way they're training and eating. And if you can't offer them, if your opinion doesn't match up with what they're doing, they don't want a new opinion. They don't want a new way of thinking about it. They want you to just validate the systems that they're already doing. That's a whole different question, right? That's a whole different mindset. If you want to spend your time, oh no, that's not the right way to do it. You can be giving them. You can create the most persuasive argument in the world. That's not what they wanted. But you just didn't realize that. And so you put so much time and energy. I see all these fights all over the internet, people's emotions and calling people stupid because they're trying to give people what they think they want. All right? Or they're trying to give people what they think that they should want. And that's not what they wanted. They don't want to know about your eating ways. Right? They don't really want to know about your training strategy. If you can't validate, they want you to validate what they're doing, or they want to ask you in a way that you'll, oh, okay, he didn't articulate that very well, or that doesn't make sense. Good. He stumbled, so now I can go back to what I'm doing. Right? But that takes experience of understanding other people. You can waste a lot of time and energy and effort giving to people because you're only giving them what you think they want, or even what they say that they want, but they really don't. And I'll tell you, you know, the highest and best use of your time, you know, you have to focus to get what you want. You can't just play around. You can't take a shotgun approach towards life, working hard, being a good person, and expect to get what you want, especially the more lofty your ambitions are. It's got to be focused, and it's got to be directed. And giving to people what you think they want, man, that was a key distinction. And I would think Zig Ziglar is wrong, but I was wrong because I didn't give people what they wanted, only what I thought they wanted or what they said that they wanted. That really wasn't the case. You know, people are more complex than that. How many times has this happened to you in a relationship? But really, if you do things without expecting anything out of it, this conversation should never come up. So think about that, where you just did so many things for that other person, right? And then, you know, you finally got pissed off. You didn't think they appreciate that. They were just takers, right? Not givers. And you said, well, look at all these things that I did for you. Maybe you point out to one thing that took you a lot of time and energy and effort and thoughtfulness, and you gave to this other person, whether it's a material thing or time or effort or whatever. And they said, I didn't want that. I never asked you to do that for me. And just think about how pissed off that made you. What? How unappreciative. But think about it. You know, you gave to them what you thought they wanted. And now you're pissed off or resentful because they didn't appreciate it. Whose fault is that? See, I see this all the time. I can see this in myself all the time because of the way I interpreted Zig Ziglar's words, that I can get everything in life if I just help other people get what they want. I was really giving people what I thought that they wanted. And that took a lot of time and energy. It's stuff that I can't get back. I mean, time and energy I can't get back. That I, in a focused manner, I could have been stronger. A lot of these people that I talk about in fitness, you know, they could be in it for the long haul. They could become professionals. They could be doing it 10 years later if they just structure the game better, the whole plan, the frames of the relationship better. They could be doing it 10 years from now and have that level of mastery. But they have to go take care of their kids. They can't spend this time and energy free, building up a fan base free, multiplying that time and not taking care of themselves or their family. Got to stop doing it because of the way it's set up. I'm using that example, but think about yourself, all the time and energy that you're giving. Are you giving, you know, are you taken away from your life plan? All right, even if it makes you feel good, maybe it's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich that makes you feel good, and you're thinking that's the turkey dinner. Maybe giving to other people and making you feel good is taking off that heat, that pressure to work in a systematic, direct manner to take care of you and yourself, your family. And if you don't have a family at that your time and energy is coming, is either helping your family in the future or it's taking away from your family in the future. It is, whether you realize that or not. All this time you're spending right here and now. And so they'd be around a lot longer if they set up different frames, created a win-win situation from the very beginning. Do I think everybody should just do everything and expect something out of it? No, I don't. That's not the way that it works. If you have to build trust in relationships, people have to get to know you, and they can't, ask people to blindly trust in you or blindly invest in you in any way, shape, or form if they don't even know who you are. Right? Just some things to think about. Those are mistakes that I made along the way. I just spent too much time and energy giving people what they didn't want. I'll use an example. I mean, if you look all over the internet, all the free information that I've given away, I mean, that took hundreds and hundreds of hours to think about, to write, to produce the Photoshop pictures, the website design, and all that, right? And I was just passionately just giving away, right? How many people do you think really followed through and it really helped? I really believe sometimes in life that if they don't stand up and somehow put some skin in the game and really commit and jump through a certain level of getting information, then hell, the odds of them using it even when they do invest in it and actually follow through. Think about all the books that you've bought. You paid money, you went out and got, you ordered online or whatever, and you know it can help you and you don't follow through. What if all those books were for free? All those books that you didn't read, you probably have five times as many books that you didn't pay for and never read than you do right now. That's just one level of commitment. And I just think about all the information that's out there. That came away, yeah. I'm married now. I have a baby, now. I have a family. I've got all these other things. I've got a business to run and things like that. But what I did 10 years ago, all that stuff I threw out there, maybe it made me feel good, right? But was that focus effort? Was there a way to do it that I can help maybe less people, but really help them at a higher level and be more productive with their time and my time? You just think about that. It's not about just indiscriminately giving away all your time, energy, effort, helping other people. They got to want it. You can't just give them what you think they want or what they should want. You got to really lock in. Maybe it's not their time. And if it's not their time to receive what you feel is so valuable for them to give that you expect nothing in return, you're really not doing yourself or anybody else a favor, right? And again, this information is if you're stuck, things aren't working, you're not quite figuring out this puzzle. I would have loved to have somebody tell me this a long time ago, right? I would have loved to got this information. So if you're stuck like I was, hopefully this information will be helpful to you. Anyway, deep topics here on this Sunday morning. Hey, thanks for joining this podcast, this Morning Connection podcast, making this podcast and me a part of your daily ritual, your daily discipline. And thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. Hey, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.